Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201, live from Studio C. We're on the second floor of the Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Tuesday. It's 12/17/24. Hello, fellas.
Oh, hello, and happy birthday to my nephew, Ben.
Ooh, happy birthday. Good morning.
Good old Ben Benton. I texted him yesterday. Well, he texted me to say happy birthday, and I said, well, tomorrow, your last birthday as a free man, because he is getting married this summer.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, there you go.
He said, yeah, I feel free.
I feel free. That's hilarious. Yeah.
Wedding planning. I don't think he has as much to say about it as he'd like. Well, if he had his way, he's a little chip off the old block with my brother and the fact that it actually made my brother mad. They had to have a conversation because Ben doesn't want to spend any money on anything.
Sure, yeah. I understand.
He's just like, that's ridiculous. We are not paying blank amount of dollars for this.
Uncle Kevin for that.
Yeah, he's like, blank amount. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. And I was like,
you can complain about anything except for that, right?
Ben, come on, man. You got to just let it go. Yeah. And then, you know, come to find out that he had received a gift from my brother to help pay for most.
Oh, okay. And then he's still squeaky.
Yeah, and he goes, yeah, well, but whatever we don't spend, we just keep.
There you have it.
And I was like, okay.
There you go.
So he got a talking to and said, listen.
Look, man.
Just do stuff. They're not going crazy for the wedding. It's at my brother's house. It'll be fine. But it's like, just chill.
What's your brother charging him?
Wouldn't
it be
I
funny if your brother gave a donation
lot
and then
of labor.
And then charged him back for the,
lot of labor.
For the venue? That'd be so great.
Because they're changing some stuff in the backyard, you know, for the ceremony. And so it will be.
Oh, yeah, labor.
I'm
okay.
I'm sure labor will be.
Sure, yeah.
Needed.
Well, you know, I mean, that's what you can do. If that's what you can do, it's, you know, pretty cheap. You do your own stuff and then, you know, you don't have to pay somebody else to do it.
Yeah.
So he kind of gets the best of both worlds. He gets to keep the money, and then he also gets to participate. So when people say, you didn't even participate, you're like, are you kidding me? I built the gondola ride from
the gondola ride,
the downtown area all the way to the valley. I don't know. Did he,
no,
maybe
I,
not quite that much.
No. I could see him maybe flattening out some dirt.
That's what I meant.
That's about what.
Hey, that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, right? Moving some dirt around?
Yeah. The problem is his father loves doing the work too much.
So he won't give it up.
Yeah, like a lot of it, he'll just go do because he likes it.
Yeah, sure. Well, it's kind of opposite of what your brother does. I think that's a lot of people have. It's not even really a hobby necessarily. It's just
he has very much of a desk job.
Tractor, and you know,
right.
Whereas if someone drives a tractor for a living, guess what they don't want to do when they get home?
Drive a tractor.
Correct.
I mean, unless you just love it so much, I guess, but. Yeah, I'm with you, Jay. It's like that. No, thanks.
Yeah, like Steve, when he gets home, he wants to do the opposite of what he does here.
Which would be?
I have no idea.
Well, here you. I would say.
I don't even know.
Here you stay pretty busy.
Uh-huh.
And at home, you enjoy doing nothing. Like ever.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You see gum on the street, leave it there. It's not free candy.
Kevin James.
Hey, what's your name? My name's Buddy.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the big 99.9
Hi, buddy.
Coyote Country.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Buddy.
Hi, Buddy.
Do you ever call anybody Buddy, Steve?
Not really.
No, Kevin?
Oh, yeah.
You a buddy guy?
Yep.
Did it last night in a text. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah,
text. You just don't like it, huh, Steve?
Not really.
What's the problem? What's the hang-up?
We've had this conversation before. It depends who says it, really.
You know, Steve, I'm gonna let you in a little secret.
Uh-huh.
Saying we've had the conversation before doesn't really mean much.
That's true. I forget that.
First of all, not every listener was listening to every second.
Yes.
And secondly, we may not remember.
Correct.
Back to you.
So I'll repeat myself. I'm fine with that.
You're fine with calling people buddy?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James.
I call
James.
You buddy
Kevin.
A lot.
I mean, it's...
I think this morning I called you buddy. I said...
Was it sarcastic, Kevin?
No, as I was walking out, I said, Steve, the thing I was most excited about coming to work for today was knowing that I had liquid death.
Oh, yeah.
At my disposal.
That is a good feeling.
I had a drink ready to go. I didn't bring anything today because I knew producer Steve had supplied me with liquid death. And so I was very happy, and then I just said, that was really nice. I appreciated that, buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
Mm. I mean, it's fine, but it feels very...
Like, because you don't have any buddies? I mean, what if the person's your buddy? I don't understand. What if he's your buddy?
Yeah. No, I know. I a friend of mine always says buddy.
And you say, thanks, friend of mine, instead of buddy?
Yeah, I say, hey, you're more than an acquaintance.
See, I say it all the time. Like, I'll say, oh, man, one of my buddies. Like, when I'm referring to my friends, I'll say a buddy.
Yeah, that's fine.
All the time.
But when someone says, it depends how it's coming out.
Okay.
How about how I said it this morning?
You're fine.
It says right here that the definition is a close friend, so I don't know if that counts.
Yeah, it seems a little, sometimes it just seems a little, what's the word?
Cheesy?
Maybe cheesy, maybe a little, is patronizing, is that the right word?
I mean, you could use it if you'd like to.
Oh, like, you think it's got more of a negative connotation to it, where it's like.
Well, and if people are using it negatively toward you, then sure, yeah.
Yeah, it depends on how it's being said and who is saying it.
Yeah, this sounds like some childhood trauma.
I was going to say, sounds like a Steve thing, honestly.
Yeah, it's a me issue for sure. Yeah. It's fine. I'll get over it.
I hope so, buddy.
That I didn't like.
One of our family friends who happens to be the age of my son, so he technically, I think, was my son's friend first. No, I coached him, and I know his dad real well and his mom real well, and they're friends of our family. And then he's also, you know, now that he's a grown man, you know, we've played golf a couple times together and everything. Great kid. And I said last night to him, I said, hey, well, thanks for letting me use your travel golf bags. I'm going to take my clubs to Arizona when we go visit my son. I said, hey, thanks for letting me use that, buddy. He goes, hey, no problem. How was that usage, Steve? That one fit you okay?
I mean, it's not me, so it doesn't really matter.
Correct.
Okay, so buddy.
But I still don't care for it.
Does it make you cringe when you watch Buddy the
Elf?
No kidding.
Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Buddy. Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Kevin, let's change his name to Producer Buddy. How about that?
Yeah.
Then what?
You know, it doesn't really bother me that much, but when you do that, then it kind of bothers me.
It's all right, buddy.
See, that
producer
feels...
Producer buddy.
That feels wrong. That feels very
love
wrong.
That.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, Steve, what do you got?
Well, I stole Kevin's first thought, did I not?
Yeah, you kind of did, but that's okay. Go for it.
Oh, do you not have... Do you not want...
That's all right. He stole mine. You stole his.
Yeah, we all kind of have just...
it's whatever.
Lumped on top of each other.
Okay.
That's what a team does.
Oh, okay.
But I will tell you, if yours, you know, doesn't live up to it, we'll, like a team would do, we'll take you out of the game and We'll finish with somebody else.
Those commercials are great.
You'll bench me.
You know, where they have like somebody's doing their taxes and they bring in a backup quarterback or something, you know, whatever that commercial's for.
Oh, I saw the one yesterday with Colt McCoy.
It's so funny.
Or not, that's not who it was.
It's not, no.
Who is it? It's some other Texas football player.
I don't remember which quarterback it was.
Major Applewhite. So I'm just throwing out a random Texas quarterback I remember.
That doesn't seem right.
Oh, man. It's a great commercial. It's a great concept.
Yeah.
If they're only backups for life.
Yeah.
Is it Progressive?
I think so.
Yeah. I think it's Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett. No, yeah, he's in one of them.
Yeah, that's the one they were showing last night.
Well, then there's another one, though.
Josh Dobbs, Colt McCoy, Case Keenum.
Colt McCoy.
Didn't you say Colt McCoy?
I think it is what he said.
Okay.
You say, wait, it's the one that, it's not Colt McCoy. They have Colt McCoy. It's Colt McCoy.
Colt McCoy.
Yep, that's it.
If he were only here right now, it would be the backup producer.
We need someone. Oh, boy.
Man.
Hey,
You know
what I also saw yesterday?
By the way, Steve, I'm going to interrupt your thought.
Okay.
I see now a list of the Progressive Insurance commercial backup quarterbacks. Featuring Case Keenum, it says right there. Then below his name, it says in the first backup commercial. Josh Dobbs. Dobbs appears in one of the commercials.
Uh-huh.
Underneath Jacoby Brissett's name. Brissett appears in one of the commercials. Underneath Colt McCoy's name, it says McCoy removes a wasp nest outside his home. What?
He gets extra.
Apparently, Colt McCoy actually has done something quote-unquote newsworthy as opposed to just appearing in a commercial.
Yeah, he, I can't remember exactly what it was. Yeah, he takes the wasp nest out.
Well, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, he's all about it.
Back to you.
Well, this I saw yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I was,
Bears lose?
Yeah.
Okay, back to you.
Very sad. Sad. I'm a sad buddy.
Yeah, sad buddy.
Sad buddy. As I was driving home, there was someone to the right of me driving. And they made kind of a sudden stop at the light that was, it had just turned red, basically. And they were going to be making the right-hand turn probably on red like you do. And there was a pedestrian crossing the way, and they had started walking, and this car was basically stopping at the same time that they were about to cross that same area. And the stare down that this pedestrian gave to the driver was incredible.
Like, how dare you almost hit me?
Yeah. There were no, like, arms up or anything. It was just literally...
Just the look.
Stare.
That, well,
I love that, actually.
It was really
intense. Tough one. There's a spot in my neighborhood where it gets real busy, and it's that thing where all the cars turn right trying to get out of Kendall Yards. And
yeah.
But there's a spot where people can walk across the street. And boy, the amount of times that almost doesn't go well.
Is it because of it's kind of a tough C, or what is it?
No, it's almost because it doesn't seem like anybody would cross the street.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
There, anybody? Right? Because it goes all the way across like four lanes. Whereas it just seems like they would go on the Monroe Street Bridge, but they don't.
Right.
They're right there.
So you're not actually looking for them. Next thing they're right there. Yeah.
Yeah, so the stare down is a great move.
It is a great move.
Just like that, don't hit me.
Yeah, I was even really intimidated by it.
Don't hit me.
You were a full lane over just kind of being an observer.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was crazy. and I mean, you know, it was fine. I mean, no one was angry or anything. It was just very intense.
I like the stare down, and because you know what? It gets the point across without having a fit. And
yeah,
I think the driver violence. At that point does the thing where they're like, yeah, you're right. Whereas if you throw your hands up and start cussing and yelling, they're like, oh, well, I'm a human. I made a mistake.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's no wrong with a little eye contact.
As long as you can make it work.
The
Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm the Grinch that stole Christmas.
Kevin James.
And I'm sorry.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Play a little game in 15 minutes here called Just One. It's your chance to win Parker McCollum tickets. Looking forward to giving those away 15 minutes from now. All right, let's go ahead and get to the audio vault for today. What did Kelly Riley say about the end of Yellowstone? You know, she plays Beth.
Oh, yeah, that's Beth. Mm-hmm. And does she say it with her accent?
It's not as much as I thought. In fact, oh, okay. I had to listen to it twice to even realize it was her, because I thought she had more of a accent than she does. But here's what she said.
All good things have to end, and it doesn't mean to say there isn't going to be new stories to tell.
Ooh, is that a tell? Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Huh? Oh, for sure. There's more to come.
More to come. Yeah. Little Big Town had their Christmas special last night. They had a bunch of guests. Dan and Shay, of course, off their new Christmas album. I don't know if you've heard much of that, Kevin, but
I have not yet. Not enough. I need to.
Very nice.
I need to get it in the rotation.
That
because.
Nice.
I do like their sound.
Do you know who this is?
So may your days be so
Megan Maroney?
Heavy and
nope.
No, a little too.
May all your
Casey
Christmases be right.
She's coming to town. She's coming to town, Kevin.
Carrie Underwood?
Kelsey Ballerini.
No, I was like, what?
Kelsey Ballerini.
Carrie Underwood's not coming to town, is she?
No, uh-uh. We'll get to Carrie Underwood momentarily, though.
My
also,
bad.
How about, you'll never guess this. Well, maybe you will. No, you won't. But I'll let you try. This is an actress not typically known to be a singer. Any idea?
She has some growl. Well, I would be an idiot not to say Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, why not? It's your favorite.
Yeah. She's sung in movies before.
Kate Hudson, man.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Wow, huh?
Okay, yeah, that's
amazing. That's what I said. Kate Hudson, well done. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Carrie Underwood, Kevin, what is she talking about? Could you please help me decipher? Listen closely. You don't even have to listen that closely. Just closely enough, because I'm like, what are you talking about?
My nephew came over one Christmas. My sister spent the night, and we had no cookies in the house. Zero cookies. It's Christmas Eve. What kid doesn't have cookies in the house? So we decide that Rudolph's nose is red. Therefore, he has to eat tomatoes. So we left a tomato out for Rudolph one year. You know, we didn't have cookies. We did the best we could.
You don't have... Well,
I do love the creativity.
You don't leave cookies for the reindeer.
Well, I don't. Oh yeah, Jay. Yeah, I see what you're saying right here.
Like,
what
wait,
she's
what?
She's saying is Rudolph's red nose.
I understand that
comes from eating tomatoes.
Sure.
Yeah, but you're like, yeah, who cares? What did Santa get?
Right.
Santa's the guy who gets the cookies.
Yeah.
The reindeer get
they get
carrots,
like carrot,
or
thank you, or reindeer food.
Mix.
Yes,
yeah.
Come on, man. What? I don't know.
I mean, yeah, Jay, it's a little confusing what she did there.
I have no idea what she's talking about.
It's going to be okay, buddy.
Okay, thank you. I mean, we didn't have any cookies.
So we decide that Rudolph's nose is red.
Uh-huh. So is your neck. So,
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Kevin, sometimes.
Sometimes.
Unusual people post unusual things on the internet.
Yes, this is true. It's one of the reasons I watch the internet.
Like when you just sing Christmas carols with your cat.
Silent. Holy.
And I kind of wanted to not like it, and I have to like it.
I mean, come on, man.
You kind of wanted to not like it. I mean, it's actually kind of good, right?
All is...
I mean, I don't know. Now, I don't have the video. I don't know if she's squeezing the cat at some point.
That's what I was wondering, too, Jay. I picture the cat with its mouth covered until it's time to sing.
Right. What, like a bottle of ketchup?
Just sitting there. And
at the moment?
At the very moment you need it the most. Oh, my gosh. Well, there's your audio vault for a Tuesday. It is the 17th day of 2024 of December. Hey, did you see the forecast, by the way? Holy smokes.
No, I did not.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Are you here all alone?
Kevin James.
I'm 8 years old. You think I'd be here alone? I don't think so.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Where's your Christmas spirit today, Kevin?
I've got spirit. Yes, I do. I've got spirit. How about you?
I've got spirit. Yes, I do. I've got spirit. How about you?
Yeah, I feel pretty solid with it, Jay.
Steve, are you on a scale of 1 to 10? Where's your holiday celebrating spirit landing?
You know, yesterday with the snow and everything,
yeah,
I would say it's probably increased. So maybe like a
3?
That's so funny, Kevin. I was going to say 3 because it's like, well, he's increased. It's got to be almost to a 3.
Yeah.
I was going to say like a 6-7.
Okay, let's go, boy. Steve.
There you go. I mean, you know, we're getting there, folks.
Yeah, you know, close to my height, 6'7".
Right. Huh. Week from tomorrow. All right, let's go ahead and play just one.
One. We just need one.
Fun.
We just need one, and then we're done. We just need one. That's right, just one. We just need one, and then we're done.
Just one answer, that's all we need. It needs to be a right answer, but, you know, details. So 509-441-0999, we're going to play for some Parker McCollum tickets. Parker McCollum is coming to the Northern Quest Resort and Casino August 21st of next year. So plan ahead and let's play.
Yeah, let's do it. It's nice to also just win something that you can look forward to.
Check the box, man.
Summer.
Yeah.
Parker McCollum.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, today's topic is... You know, we surveyed a bunch of people.
Oh, man. Thousands and tens.
Just simply said, what is your favorite Christmas treat?
Mm-hmm.
And I will give you the top 4 answers that we got back from people.
10-4.
And then your job will be to get number 5.
Okay. Yep.
So here we go. Number 1, a fudge.
Oh, hard to argue.
Mm-hmm.
Really hard.
Number 2, I want to argue it, but I can't because of the popularity.
Tomatoes.
Sugar cookies. Sugar cookies. Yeah. Number 3, peppermint bark.
Oh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that one.
Ooh.
That one's right.
Sneaky.
This is an oddball.
Woof, woof.
But as soon as I saw it, I just instantly was like, oh my gosh, I haven't had those for years and I want them so bad. Corn flake wreaths. Does your wife do those, Jay?
No.
Do you know what they are? It's so they're like corn flakes and you put them
in a wreath.
In a round circle and they're food colored green.
Okay.
And they're really good because of the whatever they do to the cornflake. It's like a Rice Krispie treat, but with cornflakes.
I got you. Yeah, some sort of caro syrup or something to stick them together. Yeah.
And then here's the topper that you're going to like. What does a wreath usually have on it? Some sort of red, right?
Yeah, so I'm going to guess tomatoes.
Not tomatoes. Oh,
dang
I'm
it.
Sorry.
That's not. I can carry on to it. It's
ruined
me.
Tomatoes are right there.
Yeah.
But how about red hots?
Okay,
they
that makes sense.
They stick red hots on them, Jay.
Ooh, yummy.
They're delicious. We used to have a friend who made them in Harrington. I loved those things.
And does the friend not make them anymore, or you're no longer friends?
I just haven't done Christmas around them for a long time.
Well, let's see what we can come up with here.
What do you think? Number 5 is for favorite Christmas treat.
Hey, Jared.
Hello.
How are we doing today, man?
Doing good.
All right. What do you think? You only need one answer, the one correct answer. What is it?
Candy cane.
Candy cane.
Oh, see, that would be on my list.
Yeah, candy cane's good. It's a good, very obvious treat. Yeah,
that's just so simple.
Yep.
Guess what? Nobody has to bake those either.
No, well, that's true. Yeah, you just buy those, and they're in multiple flavors.
I'll tell you, that's in the top 10, buddy. But that is not
the
right answer.
Thank you, Jared. Appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for listening. Let's check on Nicole here. Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
Nicole, we just need one right answer. That's all we need.
The Little Debbie treat.
Any sort of Little Debbie treat in there, Kevin?
Little Debbie. Oh, you're talking about the trees, right?
Oh, the trees, yes.
Oh, man, have you seen the funny video of the little boy who's probably about 3 years old on the internet? It's been going around where his mom says, "Come here, why are your pants making that noise?"
Oh, no.
She's like, "Come here." And he comes over, and he's just got like his little smile, a little devilish smile.
Sure.
She goes, "What's in your pants?" You know, he can't barely talk.
Of course.
And she reaches in there, and in his pants, he has stuffed one of those Christmas trees.
Little Debbie Christmas tree. And the wrapper's just making
she's
enough
like,
noise. Yeah.
Go put it back.
Well, I mean.
Like, oh, Mom.
Yeah, I can't carry it. She'll see me, but I can put it in my pants.
Great answer, but not it.
Sorry, Nicole. Thank you. 509-441-0999. What is the category again?
Favorite Christmas treat.
RG, I need one answer, one right answer.
I'm going with a sort of cookie.
A cookie.
Cookie.
Very large category. Kevin?
Yes. Well, I will tell you, even if at cookie, he will be wrong.
Oh, not cookie. Sugar cookie was, number two or something.
But it was, number two.
Yeah. Jay and Kevin, show hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, Jason. What do you got for us, my friend? What do you think?
Is it fruitcake?
Fruitcake?
Wait, were you calling Kevin a name, or is that your answer?
Yeah, fruitcake? No, it is not fruitcake.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you for playing along. Thank you, Jason.
Those weird things. I don't know anybody who ever says they like fruitcake.
I don't think so. Is it tally?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think it might be? Favorite Christmas treat?
I think it's caramel corn.
Caramel corn?
Yep.
Man, if this is my family voting, that would be one of them because my sister makes caramel corn that is so stinking good, and my brother requests it every year.
Really?
He's just like, "Can you do your caramel corn?" And, of course, little brat gets his way.
Okay.
Sure, if I asked, we'd be like, "Oh, I'm busy."
Sorry, Tally. Gosh,
I don't know.
We're not going to name call, I don't think, especially family members. I think that's rude.
Sorry.
Especially your brother.
Jay, I have some of it right here.
Let me see it.
Oh. Well, I transferred your wife's treats that she made for me.
Oh, into... Oh!
I put it into a tin over here.
Okay. Yeah. That stuff is good. Sherry, what do you think?
I'm going to go Divinity.
Divinity.
Oh, man, I forgot about Divinity.
Do you have something in your mouth, Kevin?
I do. I have the correct answer in my mouth. I'm eating what is number five on the list.
Sorry, Sherry.
You know what? Divinity, I will tell you, is at number seven. I just don't think enough people make it anymore.
Yeah, maybe that might be true.
I feel like my grandma always had it.
Yeah, for sure. Let's move over here to Jonathan.
Hello.
Hey, what do you think, man? Just one answer. That's all we need. You're going to go to Parker McCollum if you get it right. Favorite Christmas treat?
Almond Roca.
That is not correct.
Not right. Although it's kind of small like this.
Does she always put M&Ms in this?
Yes. John.
Good choice.
Hello.
They're the peanut butter ones too, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
Ah.
John, what do you think it is?
How about good old fudge?
Fudge, nope. Fudge was number one. Yeah, fudge is number one.
My mouth is getting a lot fuller.
Jim, what do you think it might be? One answer gets you to Parker McCollum.
Here it is, peanut brittle.
Peanut brittle is a great answer. It's not right, but it is a great answer. And it could have been one of those things you make at home. Yes, Jeff.
Eggnog.
Oh, no.
No.
But I bet you a lot of people agree with that.
Favorite. 509-441-0999. Shay?
Hi.
How's Dan?
Good.
Okay, sorry.
Really?
I mean, it's... Okay, Shay, just one right answer, and you get to go to Parker McCollum. What do you think? Favorite Christmas treat?
My guess is peppermint bark.
Peppermint bark.
No, peppermint bark was already on the list, so yeah. I'm going to let you guess again.
Yeah, give her the list. Yeah.
Were fudge, sugar cookies, mm-hmm. peppermint bark,
yeah.
and cornflake wreaths.
Yeah.
Ginger snap.
Ginger snap. Oh, she's got some good guesses.
That's not it. Sorry.
Not quite. Thank you, though. Appreciate
Man.
It. Gosh, dang it. Kevin's even giving clues. Candy. I feel like you should get this.
Her name is Candy.
Wait. Maybe it's not Candy. Karen?
Yes, good morning.
Karen, I'm sorry. Candy, you're coming up. Karen, what do you got for us?
Well, I always make them, and we have those peanut butter balls.
Say
they're
it.
Basically a sugar peanut butter rolled yeah. in chocolate.
Yeah.
You had me at peanut butter balls. That is not correct, but I do love those things, man.
Oh, that was mean. Candy.
Yes.
Yeah, what do you think, Candy?
Well, I was going to say sugar cookies, but that's already been taken.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm so now. Candy canes?
Oh, darn it.
No, candy canes.
You just wanted to say your name. Come on, Candy.
I know. I'm so sorry. What a letdown.
Thanks, Candy. See ya. Have a great day. Oh, Kevin.
What is the
official name?
I mean, is it just powdered sugar that I'm getting all over myself?
Yes, you are. Shelly?
Look at my shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
I have a black sweatshirt on that is now just covered.
Uh-huh.
And number five, the correct answer.
Jane, Kevin Show.
Hello.
Hi there. Shelly.
Hello.
Yeah, what do you think it is?
I think it's puppy chow.
Oh, how did she got do it?
It is puppy chow.
Perfect.
Congratulations. We're going to send you to Parker McCollum, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome, and thank you.